Hey Giovanni, thanks for making it onto the show. This is the Invest HQ podcast. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely, definitely. I appreciate you coming down to our little studio while we're in transit. But we have the equipment set up, and I'm glad you're able to make it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great so far, and I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So to start off, I'd love to learn a little bit more about your background and how you got into crypto.
Yeah, so I started trading while I was getting my master's in finance. Cryptocurrency is pretty new. It's only been around for 5 years now. And honestly, the only reason I got into it was because I needed to pay off my loans. And it was just a way to just pay off my loans and start getting ready for like the real life world, getting to that kind of cryptocurrency world.
Yeah, okay. I see, but why did you choose crypto over traditional standards like, working two, three jobs or family business? Was there anything that allured you to crypto specifically?
So it was very new, and I was in finance, so I was already in the stock game, and I was trading stocks a little bit, and I saw that cryptocurrency was following a similar pattern, and there was kind of like a synonymous analysis strategy going on between penny stocks and even dividend stocks, and then the cryptocurrency world. So I knew that there was some similarities, and if I could just translate some of those into cryptocurrency and tailor them for that kind of a market, that kind of volatile system. Then I could be profitable. I didn't think it was that difficult. I saw a lot of other people doing it, other famous people, really. And so I knew that it was something possible.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Were there any kind of influencers around you? Like, was it something that your friends or family were involved in as well, or was it kind of your own initiative? That led you to do
Yeah,
this.
so interestingly enough, a lot of my friends and family were asking me about specific coins. That's really when the idea for your crypto alert started taking shape. When I realized how many people were actually asking to buy and sell cryptocurrencies, even stock traders who had a lot more experience than I did at that time were calling me to ask for my analysis on a coin. As far as people that were already trading in the market, there were a few professors that I was able to consult with, but other than that, other than the most famous traders that I'm sure you already know of, there wasn't really anybody else that was in the game. It was really early at that time. And so the only people that really were in it were people that were looking for more information on it. And I was just one of those people that people were calling to ask about, analysis and just what my opinion is on a coin.
I mean, I called you. I mean, that's kind of, I've been
Yeah,
following you
you
for a
it.
while, and so, let's talk about that for the listeners who don't know. What led you to set up your crypto alerts? And why don't you tell us, what your crypto alerts is and what you do there?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, I really started to have the idea of your crypto alerts when people needed that information, just wanted to get my opinion. I knew if there was a way for me to go ahead and automate this and just send it out to everybody, it would be the most kind of streamlined way. The only issue was that I didn't have any sort of system. I didn't have any coding work, abilities, or I didn't have a developer on hand to go ahead and do that. But in school, actually, I met a developer who was already trading cryptocurrencies, but also needed some information. And I started having some conversations with him, and then eventually, after I gave him some opinions on cryptocurrency, he felt like I had valuable information. And so he was ready to put that commitment in to develop a system, which now is your crypto alerts. And essentially, it's just a way for people to access my analysis on coins. It's daily, it's every single day I'm analyzing altcoins. And so, there's always, you're going to receive like a sort of broken down, structured way of looking at a coin. It's a consistent form of analysis, if you will.
Awesome. Awesome. That sounds pretty cool. So what would you say are the most common misconceptions about alerts in general? I've seen, as Tim Sykes in the penny stock world, he has an alert system. That's something that we haven't ever looked at InvestHQ, but people are always wanting it, wanting those signals, wanting those alerts. What do you feel are some of the most common misconceptions about crypto alerts?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's interesting that you bring up Tim Sykes and the trading alerts that he has, because there's definitely been a lot of issues around that, and I've seen a lot of people complain about this type of thing. I think that most people tend to associate trading alerts with fraudulent activity, such as stealing and other scams. To combat this stereotype, however, YCA does not and will never ask for information related to your wallets, such as private keys or even what exchanges you use. So it's simply a way for
Purely
us to
informational.
broadcast, right? It's just a way for us to broadcast that information out to users.
Got it. So essentially, just a business model, you sign up. If I'm a crypto investor, if I'm a stock trader, I want to get into the markets, you tell me what to invest in?
Exactly. We tell you when to buy and sell with an analysis to support our claim.
Okay. Awesome. And can I ask, I'm sure this is a proprietary method and I'm not sure how much you can disclose, but what can you give our listeners any recommendations for analysis to do, or what are some important factors to look out for when finding the best cryptocurrencies to invest in?
Yeah, so I think there are some traditional methods that would apply here, with double catalyst rule or looking for any sort of accelerators, any sort of pieces of news, something that a company is doing to promote their cryptocurrency, whether it be partnering with banks or partnering with another
Like
institution or one of the
Ripple and the
industry,
press
right?
releases.
And then there are some coins that are doing a very specific niche sort of technology innovations. It can be something as specific as a specific specialty in the healthcare industry, or something that's targeting the educational landscape. And so if you have a broad enough spectrum on news, I think it's a big factor to follow and see what these companies are doing, because at the end of the day, every cryptocurrency is being supported by a team. Whereas, traditional fiat currencies are being supported by governments, these currencies are being supported by a team of C-level executives. And so if you can follow that and see what people are doing in different industries and different landscapes, pertaining to cryptocurrencies and coins and ICOs specifically, you'll be in a pretty good position to go ahead and develop a strategy to develop consistent analyses. And you'll be more likely to see the full picture every time instead of just having a really good analysis on one coin, and then the following day you're trying to ping pong your way through the analyses.
Got it. No, I can definitely see that being very useful to, traders that are looking to get into cryptocurrency investing. And obviously the markets have been super volatile this last year. People have made fortunes, there's Bitcoin millionaires coming out of the blue, but a lot of people have also, timed their entrance into the market wrong and lost money. Is there some commonality you see to be the number one reason people would end up failing in investing or investing in cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I think that people start off really strong, and it goes back to our last question. A lot of people are doing really good analyses, and then because they don't have a consistent way to develop those analyses, they start, kind of ping-ponging their way or trying to, kind of improvise their way through the analyses. Eventually, the ongoing analysis takes a toll on the trader, right? And I think that's just something that happens. It's not something that traders tend to do, but because they don't have that sort of framework developed, it just sort of destiny, right? If traders can find an alternative and an instant way to get the analysis they need, then they can focus on making real decisions consistently. And that's really what your crypto alert is aiming to do.
Got it. And what's your favorite change or a lesson that people can gain? Students sign up. Right. I have people that I work with all the time on learning to trade, learning to invest, and we take more of an educational route. What do you feel is the best lesson that people will gain from joining your crypto alerts?
We refine the way traders are executing their trades, but we're also changing the way people are entering the cryptocurrency market. So I think the most important lesson is that anyone can profit if you equip them with the right tools.
Got it. All right. Awesome. And what's next for YCA?
Well, we're looking to partner with an educational platform to offer our clients the full spectrum of information as we were discussing prior. And so I think that once we have that, then we'll be able to enter into a broader market. Right now, we're focusing exclusively on traders, but once we, enter into that educational realm, integrate it into our platform, then we'll be able to see what really we can offer to and what kind of market we'll be able to attract. I think it'll be much broader. I think it'll be inclusive of, students that are looking to enter into financial job markets. I think that it'll be inclusive of people that aren't traders or that are looking to enter trades. It's already a market that we're pretty attractive of, but the educational realm is especially important for those people that are looking to enter any sort of financial world that have no prior knowledge or experience.
Okay,
So
perfect,
regardless
perfect.
of background, they can enter once we can provide them the education.
That's great. That was actually going to be my next question, is kind of who, for the people listening. So you truly believe that this is something that, you teach the right methodologies, in so that people who are just entering the market or entering the investing world, they'll still be able to succeed as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. I think if you have the right tools and you have the basic fundamental understanding with an ongoing educational sort of feeding to you, then you'll be able to go ahead and be successful. I think it takes, you know, the market is always changing. Even at the frontier, there has to be experiments going on. So if there's a constant education and you're learning what's happening every day and it's news-based and it's analysis-based, then there's no reason why people cannot be profitable. Everybody is the same, right? People are trading based off of what the information they receive. So if you're receiving the same information and you're understanding it the same way that some of these professional traders are doing and some of these other groups are doing, you'll be seeing the same numbers. You'll be seeing the same profit margins.
Got it, got
You
it.
know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. All right, awesome. So as we get near the end of the show, I'm gonna shift gears a bit. This is a question that I like to ask all my guests. And it's a little bit introspective, but here goes. If older Giovanni was looking at you now, right, from the future, time machine, whatever, if he was looking at you and what you're up to, what would he say and what advice would he give you? Right, say it's 5, 10, 10, let's do 10 years.
Sure.
10 years in the future,
Yeah,
right?
you know, I think that older Gio, I hope he'd advise me to continue doing what I'm doing. And if he can give me some tips. No, I'm
Of how
joking.
things play out.
Yeah.
Show you the
That's a
historical
good question.
markets.
That was
Yeah.
a
Yeah,
curveball.
no worries. No, I appreciate it though. Awesome. Awesome. So yeah, why don't you let our listeners know where we can find you?
Yeah, so the website is yourcryptoalerts.com. If you go to the site, you can contact us via email. It's a very plain site right now. You can go ahead and just sign up for either yearly or annual alerts. Excuse me. And yeah, if you want to contact me, the email is going to be right at the bottom of that page. Most likely, you'll be a member of my team. But other than that, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. And let's continue our conversation. I know we were talking before the show about partnering, and I think our listeners would love that. So let's
Oh,
see what we
definitely.
can do. All
Sure.
right, man. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Take care. Hey guys, thanks for checking out the podcast. Hope that was insightful. If you do want to learn more about investing and getting started, either trading stocks, forex, real estate, or crypto, definitely check out investhq.org. We just released another course that I feel you guys would love. And stay tuned for some news about your crypto alerts. We made a lot of progress with them, and we're gonna have some exciting news for you this week. So, yeah, have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.